Maybe, doubt it. Maybe, could be. I don't know. No, I don't know. That's why we got somebody who does know, and we do Weather on the Ooze every week, and he does know what he's talking about, and that, of course, is Bill Snyder, WGN-TV meteorologist. Good evening, Bill, and welcome to almost the end of November.
Welcome, John. It's good to talk to you, my friend. We're doing Weather on the Ooze a day earlier, but always the highlight of my week when we have our Weather on the Ooze.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's fun, John, you know, and boy, it's, are you getting sick of the cloudiness yet?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I come to think of it, I haven't seen any sun in quite a while.
No, we have not. And you know, it's interesting, you know, we were running, quite sunny, compared to normal this month up until the last few days. And, it's interesting. The last time we had some sun was on Monday morning. It feels like it's been a week, doesn't it? That since we've seen sunshine. But, the fact is the last rays of sun we had were Monday morning, and then the clouds moved in, around midday Monday and have been with us ever since. And today was the second consecutive day where we did not have a ray of sunshine. And tomorrow, by all indications from everything we look at, is going to be the third day in a row without sunshine. And our resident climatological guru, Frank Wachowski, who archives the sunshine data over on the south side at Midway Airport, who he's wonderful with his sunshine data. But he tells me that the last time that we had three consecutive days without a ray of sunshine was more than 9 months ago. Back on February 11, 12, and 13. So if you feel like it's been a while since we've had, you know, this long of a stretch of cloudy weather, it has. It's just we've been pretty fortunate. And, you know, we've had a cloudy day here or there, but usually it doesn't last. You know, it's not as persistent as what we've seen. So, yeah, that's it's interesting.
And you know that those cloudy days just go right into the early evening and the
– yeah.
But it gets dark around what, 4:30?
4:30, yeah, John. You know, we're losing daylight, and you know we'll have our earliest sunset here next month. But it's amazing. 4:30 is just around 4:30 is when we typically have our sunset right now.
Yeah, I've been noticing that.
Yeah, it's that time of the year, and you know even up in northern Alaska, John, the sunset for the final time this year up in the near the Arctic Circle. So they listen to this. While they may have a little bit of civil twilight in the early morning hours, the fact is that the northern parts of Alaska will not see the sun again, John, until January the 22nd, more than 60 days from now. Man. So I guess, you know, when we have our cloudy days here and there, we can't complain too much because, my goodness, can you imagine not seeing the sun again till January?
I cannot.
No. No, I that would be too much to take for sure.
Yeah, too much for me anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But what's interesting, John, is you know you were talking about how the clouds spill over into the nighttime hours. Is you know one thing that cloud cover does this time of the year is it checks your nighttime temperature. So on a normal day, we typically see about a 15-degree spread from the daytime high and the nighttime low. Well, that has not been the case because of the persistent cloud cover, and we've had a wind blowing in off of the 45-degree lake water. So when you stay cloudy, it acts as a blanket, and it protects you from your normal nighttime temperature drop. So the fact is that as of 8 p.m., John, we have now had 54 consecutive hours where the temperature has not moved more than 6 degrees.
That is unheard of.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I was going back and looking at it, and you know, we normally see the normal high around this time of the year is 47, 48. Normal low is 33. But the fact is that since 3 p.m. on Monday up through the present, the temperature has not moved from between 40 and 46 degrees,
now,
which is amazing.
Why is that?
Well, again, because we've been cloudy. And so when you stay cloudy and you have your temperatures that are close to the dew point, so when that means there's a fair amount of moisture that's still in the air. And as you noticed, probably when you went outside and walked the dog this morning, you felt, hey, it's chilly, but it's also kind of damp. because there's moisture in the air. Yeah. You know, it's damp, and we've had a wind off the lake. And the wind off the lake, when the lake water temperatures start to get chilly, you know, you start to notice it now, and that will be with us all the way through the spring. It's especially noticeable in the spring. It kind of has that cool, damp feeling, that raw feeling from the lake. And the fact is that the lake water temperatures are 45 degrees right now. So when you have extensive cloud cover and you're bringing a wind blowing in off of that 45 degree lake waters, you're just not going to see your temperature drop off at all because the skies aren't clear. You know, you need clear skies, and drier air to have your temperature drop off to where it's supposed to be this time of the year. So that's essentially what's going on, John. And we're not going to see a whole lot of change the next couple of days. So while our daytime highs have been pretty much where they should be this time of the year, no, 47 is normal. The high today was 46. The low temperature of 42 was about 10 degrees above normal. So we're continuing to add to our temperature surplus, but it's not because of the warmth during the day. It's because of the warmth at night.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, isn't that interesting? So it all works out that way. Yeah.
So the temperature variation that we've been experiencing is literally only 4 to 5 degrees.
Yeah. It hasn't moved. That's right.
That is really something.
Yeah, and expecting more of the same tomorrow, John, because we're just not going to break these clouds, and we actually may warm up a few degrees tomorrow. So, you know, instead of the 45 or 46 tomorrow, I think we're going to get into the low 50s, and the reason that is going to happen is not because of the sunshine, but because we're going to bring in a south-southwesterly wind. So instead of a wind off the lake, which checks your temperature from getting any warmer than the mid-40s, we'll have a southwesterly wind that's blowing away from Lake Michigan, and that will bring in some of the warmer air that's to our south and southwest.
Well, what about the immediate future as far as the forecast is concerned?
So tonight, you know, more of the same. It's just, it's like a broken record with cloud cover, John. So we'll stay cloudy. Temperatures will hold fairly steady in the low 40s. So, you know, we're not going to get anywhere, you know, the lows will be nowhere where they should be this time of the year. So again, another night in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies again for the third consecutive day. Again, the cloudiest spell we've had here in 9 months. Temperatures should warm up into the low 50s though because of that southwesterly wind. Tomorrow night, temperatures will hold steady because the winds will pick up a little bit from the south. So you'll have temperatures only drop off tomorrow night, even a little bit warmer than they've been the last couple of nights. So lows in the mid-40s, which is way above normal for late November. And then on Friday, John, we'll see temperatures again hover right around 50 degrees or the low 50s. So, you know, normal high 45. So we're still we're doing pretty well in that department, above normal. The good news is we've got a warming trend coming over the weekend. So if you've got that ticket to Soldier Field for the Bears, Packers, because Aaron Rodgers was on the Packers for so long. But yeah, Bears Steelers game on Sunday. You know, you may have thought, oh, it's going to be miserable for late November, and it could be this time of year, but we're expecting partly to mostly sunny skies, John, and temperatures in the mid to maybe even upper 50s at Soldier Field Sunday. So that's not bad. And we'll carry those 50s over into early next week. We have a cold front coming through on Tuesday. So while it should still be in the low 50s another day Tuesday, we expect the clouds to thicken and rain to develop during the day on Tuesday and maybe even continue into Tuesday night. Then the cold front passes and moves out of here, and we bring in some much colder air for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, the way it looks now. But the good news is I don't see any major snows, precipitation. So, you know, for driving purposes, and of course we'll probably revisit this topic again when we convene next week, John. But right now, for traveling purposes around the Chicago area, it just looks cold right now for Thanksgiving. I mean, right now we're looking at temperatures only in the mid-30s for a high. So we're probably talking about temperatures at night in the 20s. Mm-hmm. So it'll be pretty chilly. You know, comparatively speaking, we'll be, you know, have several days coming up here in the next week with temperatures in the 50s. So we'll be talking about temperatures on Thanksgiving and likely on Black Friday, the big shopping day, some 20 degrees or more cooler than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we will touch base before then.
Yes. A little bit of everything in this forecast, huh, John?
Everybody's going to be, well, I mean, everybody wants to hear the forecast, but the one for next week is like, ready? Heading into the
busy travel
weekend.
Period.
Busy,
yes.
Busy.
People be driving, you know, so we'll certainly cover that like a blanket next week, John, as we get closer. So look forward to it.
Well, Thank you, Bill. Good to talk to you as usual.
Always a pleasure, my friend. You take care and have a great weekend.
You too.